From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today and tomorrow, we're going to hear about peace and quiet in national parks and the lack of it. We're going to begin at the Grand Canyon, the only national park with a congressional mandate to restore natural quiet. That's been no easy task. For one thing, air tours have been flying over the canyon for almost 80 years, and for nearly two decades, air tour operators resisted all restrictions. Now all sides have agreed to work together toward a lower decibel level. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, the first challenge is to measure natural quiet.
Here's a short quiz. Which of the following sounds were recorded inside Grand Canyon National Park? Okay, trick question. They were all collected inside the park. The Grand Canyon may be one of the world's natural wonders, but in terms of sound, it's no natural wilderness. Ask Ken McMullen.
You hear the birds, hear the wind in the trees. You can hear a helicopter.
Ken McMullen is the Grand Canyon's manager of natural sounds and overflights. We're in a ponderosa pine forest on the canyon's south rim, and McMullen is approaching a tripod with a microphone on it. The microphone is attached to a computer that records 10 seconds of sound every 2 minutes.
We're trying to get a baseline of just the natural sounds that occur in this ponderosa pine vegetation type.
It's not so easy to find a place without human noise. Along with the 10-second samples, this unit records any loud sounds, whether they're natural, like thunder, or man-made. And at this location, loud man-made sounds happen pretty frequently. This site is picking up sound from an airport about 4 miles away, where many of the air tour flights take off and land from every day. And this is where the controversy comes in. In 1987, following a mid-air collision inside the canyon, Congress passed the Grand Canyon Overflights Act. It was primarily for safety, which everyone agreed was necessary, but it also told the Park Service to lower the volume. The Park Service issued rules restricting flights to two narrow corridors and grounding planes from before sunset until after sunrise. Still, last year there were about 50,000 flights like this one.
The Grand Canyon National Park was established in 1919 by President Woodrow Wilson to preserve and protect this very unique place on Earth.
Grand Canyon Airlines President John Dillon says the flights satisfy the public's desire.
Well, we've always argued we've never put a gun to anybody's head to make them buy a ticket on an airplane or a helicopter. It's a voluntary mode in which to enjoy or experience one of the most beautiful places on Earth.
But from the ground, the sound of overflights can be heard up to 10 miles away. That doesn't matter so much in areas where people expect to hear noise, like around hotels. But in the backcountry, expectations are different. That's why people like Dick Hingson of the Grand Canyon Trust want severe restrictions on overflights.
And yes, you are out there on that trail and you find your hearing reverberating. Buzz and whip-whop of the helicopters over and over and over again all day long, all the way down to the Colorado River.
The problem seemed unsolvable for years, until both sides formed a working group to try to come up with a solution based on scientific data. That's where Ken McMullen's research comes in.
What I'm going to do right now is put on this 94 decibel tone, and what that does is that calibrates the sound level meter.
He'll compile 50 days of data in the summer and 50 days in the winter from four different sites. The goal is to have half of Grand Canyon National Park naturally quiet at least 75% of the time. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
You can hear more of the natural quiet and the not-so-natural sounds of the Grand Canyon at npr.org. Tomorrow, we'll hear about efforts to restore natural sound in more than a dozen other national parks.